step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I'd say it's a successful first date if it ends by swimming in your underwear.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm moving 92.5. That's exactly what happened to Molly on her date with Jeff. Hey, Molly.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm upset, though. This guy's blowing me off.
So how does a guy go out on a date with you and then convince you to get in your underwear and go for a swim?
That's awesome.
Well, I'm not usually that type of girl, but... It started, we were like kind of set up on a double date from one of my best girlfriends, and then she kind of took off right away. Like, it was going to be a group date, and then they just took off like 10 minutes into it.
Dude, okay. I can't wait to hear what happens after they took off.
Well, it was good, actually. Like, we were really getting along, and we were having drinks and having fun, and then I don't really know
wait,
how.
Wait a second, wait a second. You're telling me that alcohol was involved with you getting in your underwear and going for a swim?
Yeah.
I don't believe that one bit,
that's,
Molly.
That's exactly what happened.
What'd you guys do? Did you break in a hotel pool or something?
No, he has a pool in his apartment, but we did still kind of have to break in because it's weird. Like, there was like this electric fence, not like electrocution, but like it locks automatically at 10.
Just a fence, all right. Then.
Yeah. Just a fence with a lock on it.
That's so fun. Was it your idea or his idea to go swimming?
It was his idea, but it was pretty easy to talk me into it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, and I didn't realize we were going to be climbing fences until we got back to his apartment. But then when it was locked, we were like, well, we're already here. Let's just climb the fence.
All right.
Fun.
So did you make out when you were in your panties in the pool? Because that sounds like a perfect make-out opportunity.
You're creepy, Brooke.
I know. Like,
I always feel like I'm creepy when I ask, but sometimes when you say it, it just sounds even stranger.
It's just like they went swimming.
It's not creepy.
Thank you.
We kissed like once, but it wasn't a big deal. It was just a little smooch.
Okay, so what happened after the pool?
Well, we got caught by a super. I don't think he even realized the super lived right by the pool.
Okay, so the manager caught you in there. You were after hours, obviously. Okay.
Then he came out and he yelled at us, and so we got out. And then he just drove me home. We didn't do anything after that.
While you were in your wet underwear, or did you grab your clothes?
I got my clothes.
No, the super actually stole those before he told them to get out of the pool.
Yeah. So it doesn't sound like anything bad happened on your date then. It sounds like you guys had a good time. How many times have you tried to get a hold of him?
I called him like twice, and I Facebook messaged him, and he hasn't returned anything.
Did you like make plans for another date at the end? You know, we're like, oh, that was fun. I'll see you again.
No. I mean, it was late, so we just sort of, like, left it open-ended. We were like, you know, we'll see you soon, like, but we didn't make specific plans.
I gotta say, it's pretty ballsy to get in your underwear or a bikini on a first date. I've never been able to pull it off. I have girlfriends that have. So I say congrats on your confidence.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of my go-to. I'm always in my bikini on dates.
I've seen you in a bikini, and it's not that impressive.
So there's nothing that you can think of that went wrong.
No, it was like fun and spontaneous, and
yeah.
He was interesting and seemed interested, and I don't know.
Weird, right. Dude.
Cool. We're going to play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
Just hang on. Try to stay in your clothes while you're in. Uh-huh. All
right? Did you just say that, Jubal?
Yeah. Just hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Okay, Molly, you ready to go?
I think so.
If you're just tuning in to the second date update, Molly's about to call Jeff. She went out with Jeff kind of on a double date with friends. The friends ended up leaving, so her and Jeff got a little drunk, went back to his place, and decided to jump in the pool. She didn't have a bathing suit, so she jumped in her undies. Then they got kicked out by the apartment manager, and her night ended by having him drive her home. Mm-hmm. Pretty tame for being in your underwear on a first date.
But they kissed. They kissed. Molly, I forgot to ask you. Did you have a cute panty bra set on?
Yeah, I thought so.
That, okay. That may have been it. You may I agree. You may have had like big cloth granny panties. And he's like, oh, man.
There's just suspenders under there.
Yeah. Wouldn't have gone in. Yeah.
What's the worst case scenario for you? What's the worst thing you could think of that would have gone wrong?
I mean, the only thing that I can think of that would, I mean, the worst case scenario is that like he's got a girlfriend or he's married or.
His wife was actually upstairs in the apartment.
That would be awkward. Yeah.
But, I mean, it was such a nice night. I can't imagine.
Okay. Ready to call him?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Jeff, please?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, what's up, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. I'm moving 92.5. How are you?
I'm good. You're from the radio?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'm calling you because somebody emailed us about you.
Okay. This is kind of weird.
It's somebody that you went on a date with recently.
Who is it?
Her name's Molly. And Molly wants to go out on a second date with you, but you haven't been responding to her texts or Facebook messages or anything. She asked us to call you and ask you why.
Look, I don't know. I feel really bad telling you this. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, you know.
If you're having reservations telling us, Molly is the one that asked us to call you.
I just don't want to hurt her. I don't want to hurt her feelings. You know, I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, but if she's done something wrong, she wants to know.
Yeah.
She told us about your date. She said that you guys went swimming she was in her underwear and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, everything up until then was fine. It was great. And it was just a totally different situation once she was in the pool. Like,
okay.
Basically, it was just like two different people. Like before the pool, Natalie Portman. Once she jumped in the pool, came up out of the water, like Macaulay Culkin.
What?
Like, now. Not like cute little Macaulay Culkin, hi, Home Alone. It was like.
Like Macaulay Culkin is now. What do you mean by that? Yeah.
Basically, I think like she must have put so much makeup on that night that, I mean, honestly, it was like when she came out of the water, it was like the mask.
Like her makeup, was all runny or ran off?
It was gone. More than that, I mean, it changed her, like almost her facial structure. It was amazing.
Man.
It was like she must have put it on with like a palette knife. Man, I'm not trying to
put it on with a palette knife.
I can't believe you would say that.
Hey, Jeff?
Wait, is that Molly?
Yeah, Molly.
Yeah, that's Molly.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're a Like, you were wasted at that point. You're going to say, like, my face distorted? I had so much makeup on that my face distorted?
Telling you, I wasn't that drunk.
You were wasted.
I mean, I felt more drunk after you came up out of the pool. But
Jeff!
You know what? I wasn't really all that impressed with the way you looked in your underwear either.
Oh! Yeah! Get him!
You could probably use a few days at the gym.
I'm sure he probably claims that the pool was cold, too.
It was.
Yeah, I thought your personality was pretty cool, so I was willing to look past the flab. But since we're going to talk about my palette of face makeup.
Come on.
According to this, it sounds like you guys are a perfect couple.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Great personalities.
Look, I'm sorry. Especially, I didn't mean to do this. I mean, you kind of forced me into doing this over the radio. I feel bad about it, but.
Well, I didn't expect you to say something so I thought we had a good time, but apparently you're just an ass.
I'm sorry. I went too far. I shouldn't have. That, like, I have told my friends a couple of times, so I guess things are kind of embellished along the way. But.
Yeah.
It can't be that bad. I mean, you sat close to her. You kissed her in the pool.
Yeah, that was before she went underwater.
Oh my God!
I don't mean that like a jerk. That's literally like that's how it happened.
I will say this: there are sometimes you go out with a girl and there's makeup and the push-ups and the Spanx and everything else. Like you take all that stuff off and they're a completely different person.
Yeah, but the eyelashes.
It can be surprising. Yeah.
Is it just the shock factor that hurts so much? Because
yeah, it's like false advertising. Yeah,
yeah it is.
Yeah. I mean, if you saw her without the makeup to begin with, would you have still found her attractive?
I don't think I would have.
It's not like I had extensions or fake implants or, like, crazy fake dental work. It was just makeup.
With a lot of makeup.
Jeff, we'd love to send you out with Molly again for a second date.
Oh, come on.
I think we're all set. Yeah,
we'll pay for it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Think about it.
Yeah, just think about it. You guys could have a lot of fun.
Send you to Wild Waves.
Molly, I feel so bad for Molly. You are beautiful.
I love you, Brooke.
I've never seen Molly. Yeah, I don't know that for a fact. Molly, you're very nice.
Dude, come on. Guys, maybe tone it down a little bit, Molly, but I bet you're just as beautiful with less makeup on.
Maybe I'll try to tone it down.
She's one of those girls that you wake up the next morning and her whole face is actually on the pillow.
It's not that bad.
Jubal in the morning.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.